Hey guys, I'm part of the dynamic duo. I'm Gomez with Brian Colburn, my co-host.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on, Brian?
Nice to hear your voice, Gomez. Great to be here with a Playlist Wars update for everybody. We wanted to kind of put some rumors to bed. Gomez and I are recording this very, very early on a Sunday morning to fill everybody in on what's been going on. What's happening with Playlist Wars? Is Playlist Wars alive? Is Playlist Wars dead? We wanted to kind of put all of this to rest. Is there infighting? Are you guys butting heads? Was there a falling out? First off, no.
He still owes me $2.
And he's going to keep the show going until he gets it back. Kidding aside, Gomez and I reached a point at the beginning of the school year, like we've always talked about on our show, family comes first. Gomez's kids are 6 and 2 years old. My kids are in their teen years and 10. And because of that, the timing of our lives has become nearly impossible during the school year to get on the same page. When I am free for an hour or two, Gomez is doing dinner and bath time. And when Gomez gets done putting his kids to bed at 8:30 at night, my kids are getting home from practice and we're starting homework. And then at 10 o'clock at night, we look at each other and go, yeah, there's just no way we're doing this. So to be perfectly honest, Playlist Wars is not dead. There is no fighting, but during the school year, it's pretty much impossible for us right now with our children on different time schedules to record. However, summertime is a different beast. And this summer, Playlist Wars will be recording new episodes. That's the goal. That's what we're hoping to happen, that we could start rolling out on a monthly basis during the school year. So our goal is to bank up a bunch of shows in the summertime and throw them out once a month starting this September. So no, Playlist Wars isn't dead. However, because Gomez and I are on completely different schedules,
that we are,
the Playlist Wars extended cinematic universe, even though we're not movies, does exist now. And we have branched off into spinoffs of Playlist.
I was about to say spinoffs.
Yes. Yeah, spinoff shows, if you will. This is like the Three's a Crowd of Three's Company, the What's Happening Now of What's Happening, all the spinoffs you know and love. First up, I am doing a music talk podcast, big shocker there, and that is called My Weekly Mixtape. It's a different animal than Playlist Wars because Playlist Wars is a quote-unquote competitive. It's a fun competition, but it's a competitive show in nature. My Weekly Mixtape is a collaborative discussion where, like I did when I was in fourth and fifth grade, I get together with my friends and we would build mixtapes together. This show is a discussion about the music and we build mixtapes once a week through the topic that we've chosen. We start to build through the bank of songs we bring to the table. Everything is done organically on the fly. It is not something where we come with our 10 songs and we just kind of talk about them one by one. We're coming with a bank of 20, 30, 40 songs, and we're pulling what best works for the discussion that's happening. So the directions it can go are endless in every episode. And I've got a lot of great friends of the Playlist Wars family, a lot of great podcaster friends, some of Gomez and I's mutual friends, as well as some of the great musicians we've been blessed to talk with coming on to kind of talk about music in a different way, where it's not a competition. It's more of a collaborative one-on-one approach. So I'm very excited about that. So if you are a Playlist Wars subscriber listening to this now, unfortunately, it's not going to be on the same feed that you're listening to Playlist Wars here. It is going to be at myweeklymixtape.com, as well as My Weekly Mixtape on whatever podcast provider you're listening to us on right now. I hope you'll subscribe to that and give a listen to the things I'm doing at My Weekly Mixtape. And on top of that, Gomez is taking his music, movies, video games, restaurant talk to a new level with the Sleevey G Show, the spinoff of your nickname on Playlist Wars.
Oh yeah. And that's something I've been talking to Brian actually when we it took me a month later to say, hey, Brian, I need to do something. And he's like, do it. Just do it. So give birth to the Sleevey G Show. Why Sleevey G? Well, I put it out on Twitter. It sounded really cool.
got the votes, man. Sleevey G got the votes. Sleevey G for the win.
But Sleevey G won, and I gotta thank DT from Space Castle. He made my logo. It's awesome. I love it. And yes, my whole take from the music that we all love. I will be doing music. I will be doing video games. I will be doing movies. Nostalgic movies. Talk about old movies, new movies. Movies are coming out soon. Same thing with music. Same thing with video games. But I'm also going to take it to another level. My love for food. Yes, I am a big man. And it takes a big man to admit it. So I will be talking to local restaurants and probably some local businesses too around me and my area in New Jersey that has opened up. And, you know, some of them are actually my friends that I've known for quite some time and supported them. And, you know, we're going to be talking about a restaurant that actually survived COVID. She bought it 4 months prior to COVID and she survived it. So we're going to talk about her soon. And I'm excited, Brian. I'm so excited because we just did episode one too. You wouldn't believe who the special guest was.
Oh,
you're going to have to find out. You're going to have to find out when I post it. He just gave you a hint.
Spoiler alert. Well, folks, you know, I felt like the show unfortunately screeched to a halt because of our schedules and timing. And I think I speak on behalf of both of us when I say we apologize for that. We never expected Playlist Wars to take off like it did. And we don't want to put it to bed. So we're not going to. But there is going to be a little bit of a break between now and August when we're actually able to record a bank of shows and make it happen. So in the meantime, we have this Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. SleeveyGpodcasts.com, MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Search The Sleevey G Show and My Weekly Mixtape on your various podcast providers. Sleevey G Show is going to be on YouTube, so you could watch it there and see it as opposed to My Weekly Mixtape, which is still audio only for now. And we are still out there doing stuff, and we will be reconvening this summer and recording more episodes of Playlist Wars for you all.
And I will... soon, Sky gave me a couple episodes. I will be on the you know, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, all the Spotify, all of them too soon. Once I learn a little bit more of my audio technique here, so guys, bear with me, please, because like I said, Brian did the show for us, where I did all the music entering it in. Brian did all the editing. He did all the stuff. So that's why the show is awesome, and this is why what we're doing. I'm more raw. He's more clean. That's the big difference.
Well, you know that you can reach out to me anytime you got a technical question, which you've already have. So I'm not even worried about that.
I already have before we even started recording episode one.
Well, folks, we are going to be back. Playlist Wars is not dead. Thank you, everybody, for supporting the show, the playlisters. But this extended universe, if you will, as we're jokingly referring to it, is continuing with Sleevey G Show and My Weekly Mixtape. Hope you stay connected with us there, and we will see you later this summer. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of the Playlist Wars family, and we will see you guys next time.
Take care, everybody. Much love to everybody.
What's up, everybody? This is Matt James of Blacktop Mojo, and you're listening to Playlist Wars. Let the battle begin.
Welcome to Playlist Wars, everybody. I'm part of the Dynamic Duo. My name is Gomez, and my partner in crime is Brian Colburn, with our special guest, Chris Hartman from the Films Exile. Welcome, everybody.
What's up? What's up?
What up?
Welcome back, Chris. Good to have you back on again, man.
Oh, it's good to be back on. Thank you so much for inviting me back. And your audience hasn't turned on me yet, right? So that's
not
I'll just
yet.
Keep coming back
not
until
yet.
You're ready to kick me. So
not yet, but they're getting close.
Oh, I don't know about that, man. We got plenty of content coming down the pike that has your name kind of penciled in, written all over it. So
that it does, that it does.
Don't do that to us just yet. Now, you've done a lot of different types of episodes with us. You've done kind of the whole spectrum. You've done the playlist and album. You've done topics. You've done bands. I know you're a big fan of tonight's topic, Hailstorm. So how difficult did you find it narrowing their catalog down to 10 songs?
It was rough, man. It was really rough. I thought it was going to be hard for you too, but because I'm such an uber fan, I was able to get it narrowed down. This thing got to 15, and cutting those last five, it was like cutting off your own finger. Like every single time I axed a song, it was like, no, that song's too good. I can't get rid of that. The next song, I had to axe it. No, that song's too good. I can't get rid of it. It was rough, man. It was really tough.
Well, before we get down to business, if you like what you're hearing on Playlist Wars and want to support the show, please consider becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/playlistwars. We have several tiers to choose from and appreciate the support on any level. Once again, patreon.com/playlistwars. Tonight, our topic is modern rock superstars Hailstorm, and we've each created a playlist with our top 10 favorite tracks from the band, none of which have been shared between the three of us prior till now. Throughout the episode, we'll each reveal our track ones through track tens one by one, crafting what we each feel is the perfect Hailstorm playlist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, the playlister jury, to vote at playlistwarspodcast.com to decide once and for all which one of us got it right. And while you're at playlistwarspodcast.com, you can also listen to each of our playlists just in case you want to hear our individual thought processes through the songs themselves. Later on in the show, we'll each choose our one honorable mention song of the night, which has to be a song that somebody else picked, but you didn't. So with that, Chris, why don't you kick things off with your track one?
Absolutely. And for me, my track one is, maybe it's cliche, I really don't care. I'm going with 2012's From the Strange Case of, and it's Freak Like Me. Dudes, I should say. This song is Hailstorm's anthem. Absolutely is their anthem. Lizzie said in an interview once that this is a song that I can trace back to that moment where I was an 11-year-old and found out I wasn't cool, that I was not like the other girls. That's what she said in the quote. So many meanings in the song. It's got, you know, teenage loneliness, coming of age themes, people who feel shunned, marginalized people, all that kind of stuff. And it's got a deeper meaning when you learn about Lizzie and you find out she's bisexual. And coming from the area that she did with that Christian upbringing, easy to feel like an outcast, man. Really easy to feel like an outcast. Mm-hmm. She's extremely supportive of the LGBTQ community. Look, man, I felt like a freak sometimes, like I didn't belong, like I was different. And this song is telling you to embrace that. It's the anthem for all their fans. All of us are called freaks. The song kicks butt from beginning to end. And I am starting my playlist off with this song because it punches you in the face right from the very start. So I'm going with Freak Like Me from 2012.
Great, great song, but I didn't make my list. That was a hard one not to make on my list. But again, I had other songs and other intentions.
Well, Chris, I'll say this. I appreciate this pick, and I thank you for picking it because this is one of my 15 that I had to chop. So yeah. Right from the beginning, at least I know there's one of the songs that I'm like, man, this better get picked by somebody. This one, everything you said about it, you hit the nail right on the head. I love this song. I am so sad it did not make my top 10. So already first song of the night, and we're looking at a possible honorable mention for me tonight. Love it, love it, love it. And I want to give a shout out to Patreon playlister Anthony Welk, who also chimed in with this one. Gomez, we are back to you now for your track one.
So my track one, I went with 2022. Back from the Dead, off their new album, man. It's the opening track. Now, Brian is a sucker for a great opening track, I'll tell you. he's mentioned it several times. This opening track was just unreal. To the drums coming in and you heard yelling, I'm back from the dead. It was awesome. But also, I actually got to see the music video to this. And again, the video was just unreal. I got to see it on YouTube. I would highly, highly recommend checking it out. So track one, Back from the Dead.
Love the pick, Gomez. That is my track six, the lead single from the album of the same name. Although the single was released in August of 2021, nine months before the album was released. And man, what a long 9 months that was to get from that lead single to the listen to the whole album. But I'll tell you this, they picked the perfect lead single because this song absolutely rocks. They worked it into their set lists immediately, and it was a seamless fit. I could see this song being a staple in their live set for years and years to come. It's anthemic. It's a perfect track. I use it to kick off my side two of my playlist, so to speak. And I want to give a shout out to Patreon playlister Anthony Welk, who also chimed in with this one. Chris, are we getting a trifecta or are we handing you the proverbial Playlist Wars trifecta killing axe?
Like Freak Like Me, like you, this song just, it was in the 15. And there are other songs from that album for me, that are going to be on. So spoiler alert, it's going to be on here, but I couldn't do it only because I think there are a couple other songs that I liked a little better. And you're right, as a fan, it hurt waiting, because when I heard that song, I was like, really, if this is what we're getting off this album is going to be incredible. And waiting the 9 months for it, I actually do like two songs better, but yeah, what a great tune. And it just made it off, man. It was in that 15 and I cut off one of my fingers by taking it out.
Never mind. I'm not even going there.
Well, moving on to my track one, I do like what you were thinking, Chris, because you started with a song from 2012's The Strange Case Of, and so did I. See where I went with that one? No, you didn't.
I do see it.
It took you a second there. My track one, Love Bites, and So Do I, reached number one on the Billboard Active Rock chart, number 16 on the Billboard US Hot Rock and Alternative Songs chart, received the award for Best Hard Rock and Metal Performance at the 2013 Grammy Awards. This song was written with influences in mind by bands such as Skid Row, Lamb of God, Megadeth, and Anthrax. So in my opinion, if you want to kick off a Hailstorm playlist with some authority, this is the song to do it. It's manic. It's insane. Her vocals are off the charts. This is the metal side of Hailstorm, and I love this side of the band. Another shout out to Patreon playlister Anthony Welk, who also chimed in with this one. So I'm two for two with Monkey Noodles tonight, which normally doesn't happen. So I'm digging this. My track one, Love Bites, and So Do I.
Yeah, you know, I think they go a little more metal on another song, and I'll have it later in my playlist. It's not on my list, but wow. I absolutely love the 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And then all of a sudden it just comes with that massive, you know, it's insane. The riff is insane. Fantastic tune. It squeaked out, but I can't blame you for that pick, man. Holy crap. Great song.
Gomez.
Unfortunately, it did not make my list either.
I'm on an island with this one. Oh my God. Wow.
Sometimes you got to be on your own.
You.
I couldn't resist that one. That was, you left that one open.
Apparently, Love Bites and nobody does. All right, Chris, we're back to you for track two.
Well, you are getting at least the Patreon to vote for you, right? So you're getting one of those guys of us. That's good. We already have a built-in vote for you. My track two, I am going to the new album, Back from the Dead. And while I almost, as I said to you guys before, almost went with the title track here, and it's a great song, and it might be Hailstorm's best and most personal album to date, I believe, Back from the Dead, I went with The Steeple instead. And the reason is, to me, Steeple is not only the better pure rock song, but I also find it to be pretty deep. The entire album, Back from the Dead, is all about rediscovering what we love and learning how to love it again. And so much of what we love to do and who we love to do those things with was on pause during the peak of the pandemic. And for Hailstorm, that was playing live and seeing their fans and recording music. You know, for them, playing live in front of their fans, that's their church. That's their cathedral. And us, the freaks, we're their congregation. And all of that has returned now. They can create music again. They can play live again. The redemption is here. Music's returned. And the lyrics talk about that love and finding your place in that love again, reconnecting with all those people that you haven't seen yet. This song is great stuff going on. And for me, it's hard rock beauty. So my second song is The Steeple from this year's Back from the Dead.
Dude, great pick. Did not make my list, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have another song coming from Back from the Dead later on. Mm-hmm. However, I didn't want to go to any album three times because I kind of wanted to cover a swath here. So some decisions had to be made. I'm going to say, dude, this is tough, but this would have probably been the third song I picked from that album. So it's a sad no from me, but so you're on an island with it, but it's an island that I would love to party at sometime. Let's just say.
I'll invite you guys to the island. Don't worry.
All right. Come party. And I also want to give a shout out to Patreon playlister Anthony Welk, who also chimed in with this one. Gomez, we're up to you for track two.
So track two, I actually went for a deep song, actually, which is usually not my style. But I caught one, the one caught my ear. It's called Dear Daughter. I love this song. It truly is amazing songs. For it doesn't matter if you're a mother or a father, you're a single parent or you're co-parenting or you're parenting together. it's a true masterful song. And I actually like the song that it was one of her heartfelt ballads. And in the conversation with Lizzie Hale said, the song was about her mom and the times that she took care of her. Those are such great memories for her. And that's the memories that I know I'm trying to make with my family, my daughter and my son, with everything too, with my wife. Can't forget her. And, you know, all that stuff. So track two, Dear Daughter.
It's a beautiful song, dude. Sadly, this one is another one that was in my 15 and just got edged out. I mean, like, just got edged out. This one hurt. This one hurt.
Being that now that you're our producer Ali is getting older and boyfriends are being met, and you know, you gotta cherish all these memories now.
Yeah, you ain't kidding, man. This is a great, great song. I love it. I love the lyrics to this song. It does hit home. A few songs hit home in a different way for me, though, but we'll get to that later. But I have nothing bad to say about this one. Chris.
I did pick a ballad from them later on. So spoiler alert, I do have one later on. You guys know I slow it down a little bit usually in the middle of my playlist so that it's in there. And I had to pick one out of the four that were on. And this one didn't make it, but this is a song, Gomez, that absolutely has moved me to tears when I've listened to it. When I've heard Lizzie play it live on a piano, on a keyboard alone, you could feel her passion in this. And be yourself. Don't let anybody try to change you. Don't let a guy try to change you. Don't let the world try to take you down. You are stronger than that. You know, you can be stronger than that. There's so much that she's trying to say in the song. And if it doesn't move you when you listen to it, you're not human. You're just not. It's a beautiful song. Great pick.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to my track two. I'm going to go back to the start. 2009 self-titled. And I'm going to go with the second single, which reached number 7 on the Billboard Active Rock chart and number 24 on the Billboard US Hot Rock and Alternative Songs chart. For so many times that I saw them back when they started touring the self-titled album and The Strange Case Of, they opened with this song. And it is a monster opener. Second monster opener to Love Bites and So Do I, but It's Not You is my track two. When they do it live, it is something to behold. And sadly, it's not in their most recent set lists. I don't know why. Maybe they're trying to kind of focus on some newer material, but this song is such a mainstay. This was in the band prior to the self-titled album. They have an EP called One and Done, and this is from that. Mm-hmm. But when she does it live, look, go pick up the 2010 live CD DVD set called Live from Philly 2010. Mm-hmm. Watch the opening song and you'll see exactly where I'm coming from with why I chose this for my track two. Shout out on Twitter to Kay Hutch, who also chimed in with this one. This song just friggin' rocks. My track two, It's Not You.
It's Not You is my track five.
Nice.
One of the things I love about this song is it wastes zero time launching itself right into the main riff. Bang. I'm in love with somebody. Found someone who completes me. And guess what? It's not you. It just smacks you right in the face with a huge middle finger. The beat's chunky. It's heavy. The guitar work here matches that bass line perfectly. The song is basically what all of us would want to say to an ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend that ticked us off and maybe ruined our lives for a little bit. Hey, guess what? I found someone's awesome and I'm happy. And it's not you, you loser. You know, like, it's just Hailstorm proved early on.
Hailstorm spoken word by Chris Hartman.
I think Hailstorm proved early on that they were a force to be reckoned with. And this album has a couple bangers on it. And this is, to me, there's probably others you can go with on this album, but it's one of the best on that album. It's just a fantastic song. So it's my number five.
All right, Gomez, are we getting a trifecta with It's Not You? Oh, he's shaking his head. He's getting the axe.
I'm getting
so
the
I
axe.
Guess it's not you, Gomez, who gave us the trifecta.
No, it's definitely not me. Unfortunately, it was one of those you had to cut from the list. Which one did I want more? I know we usually ask our guests how hard is it, but we usually don't ask ourselves. Hailstorm was very difficult.
Yeah.
Too many great songs. And I chose songs that were either meant something to me or had a great meaning for the song. So my playlist actually might be a little bit deeper tonight than most nights for me. So who knows? We'll see what happens. But so far, I love the pick. Could it be an honorary trifecta? It could be, but I don't know yet. I already have, there's a list going on in my notebook that's just already three songs between both of you guys, and I can't even decide what I'm going to do. So it's difficult already.
All right. Well, Chris, we're back to you then for track three. Let's see where this goes.
You got it. For track three, I went with 2015's Into the Wildlife. And I'm going with heavy songs from my 1, 2, 3. But Hailstorm likes to do a lot more than heavy. But this song is I Like It Heavy from 2015's Into the Wildlife. And you guys know, I'll get into some lighter songs in my playlist. But what I love about this and what I love about Hailstorm, what they're able to do is this is a band that can blend some genres together every now and then. They can funk it up a little bit. They can metal it, of course, with the best of them. They're hard rock. And in this one, they kind of prove that the line sometimes between hard rock and country is like this thin. It's like razor thin, right? And they recorded this song in Nashville and it totally shows. When you're listening to the song, you can hear the twang just a little bit. That influence is all throughout this sucker. It's great. And the lyrics just get you all jacked up. She says in it, and I think I got the quote, I got a ringing in my ears, getting ready to burst, screaming, hallelujah, motherfucker, take me to church. I love it. I love it. It's all the church for this is just rock and roll. So amen, Lizzie. Amen. My track three. I like it heavy.
I love that friggin' song, dude. I want to give a shout out to Kelly Madden on Twitter of the Drunk Theory podcast, who chimed in with that one. There is a version, speaking of country music, if you pick up Hailstorm's digital single, Mistress for Christmas, which is their cover of AC/DC's Mistress for Christmas, the B-side to it, even though it's a digital single, the other track is I Like It Heavy featuring Eric Church. Because remember, Hailstorm opened for Eric Church on one of his tours. Yep. And they used to do this song together. And there's a studio version of it. And it is unfriggin' real. Sad to say this one did not make my list, but I love the pick. Into the Wildlife, I will be talking about very soon, though.
And I know you guys got to bleep me at that one part, but it wasn't my fault. It's Lizzie's fault.
Oh, don't worry about it. Brian has to bleep himself, too, when I told him to put his big boy pants on. Oh, God.
Gomez, is Chris on an island with I Like It Heavy, or am I getting the trifecta killing axe here?
Oh, he's on his own, baby. I don't have it. Unfortunately, another great tune, but it's again, I made some really difficult cuts this time.
Come visit my island, man. Come visit my island. It's
well, I gotta bring my Chebby.
Well, Gomez, we're back to you then for your track three. Let's see what your island's holding up here.
All right, so track three, I kind of went with one of the bigger top list songs. I Miss the Misery. I just love this song. Every time I hear it, her voice screaming out loud, it just everything about this song is just great. But I feel like there's more to this song with the lyrics. But it's just one of those songs I got to hear when I'm driving too. So track three, I Miss the Misery.
Love the song, dude. That is my track eight. Reached number two on the Billboard Active Rock chart. And in doing my research for this, I found a tweet from Lizzie Hale where she told another person on Twitter that the song is, quote, a metaphor for the relationship we all have with misery. Mm. We as humans are addicted to torturing ourselves via drugs and alcohol and internet negativity. We all struggle with wanting to go back to relationships we know are bad for us. Wow, that says it all why I like this song. It really hits home for me. In 2020, the band also re-recorded an acoustic version of this song for their reimagined EP.
Yeah.
That's really worth checking out if you're someone who, like me, has an acoustic-only playlist on their phone. Shout out on Twitter to Kay Hutch, who also chimed in with this one. My track eight, I Miss the Misery. Chris, are we getting our first trifecta of the night, or are you getting a second trifecta killing axe?
Bring out the hat trick, man. It's my track four. I Miss the Misery.
Right.
It's fantastic. I mean, look, let's be honest. We could do a battle just either on The Strange Case of or Into the Wildlife if we wanted to. Those two albums in particular are great. This is the band's major bona fide hit that I think put them not only on the hard rock map where we all had them, but the mainstream rock map as well. Gomez said it, that opening, whoa, that whole thing at the beginning, it gets you up immediately. You're ready to stand up and start jumping around. Dude, a staple at every show. I've seen them six times, every single time. It's a staple at the show. Guitar riffs are awesome. Lizzie's vocal range is freaking all over the place. Gomez mentioned the lyrics. I miss the kick in the face and the things you do to me. I love the way that it hurts. I don't miss you. I miss the misery. Ouch. Ouch. Dude. Oh my God.
Pissed on her Cheerios.
Man. as this one stays with you long after the final chord is rung out. So yeah, man, that's my number four. It's a trifecta for us.
All right. Finally got one we all agree on. Love it. All right. Well, moving on to my track three, I'm going to go to 2018's Vicious. This is an album that kind of gets a little bit of flack, and I think it's unfair. I think it's a fantastic album, but it's definitely a little more mainstream than some of their other albums. However, the second single from the album and opening track is anything but pop friendly. My track three, Black Vultures. Lizzy used the term Black Vultures as a metaphor for the critics waiting for her and the band to fail. And the lyrics are about her being empowered through all of that negativity with the pure determination just to prove them all wrong. I love the sentiment of this song. If you're in any kind of creative, there are always going to be roadblocks. And hearing a song that kind of gives you that extra kick to kind of rise above it is very important to me. However, if you want to hear a different side of the song, check out the Vicious Stripped EP, which was released for Record Store Day 2020 and is also available digitally. It's a very dynamic acoustic reimagining of the song. So it's not just them playing the song with acoustic guitars. It's reimagined and it's pretty damn cool. So highly suggest checking that one out. My track three, Black Vultures.
Another great pick, Brian. You can't go wrong with that song. And you spoke very highly of it, of course, but it did not make my list.
All right. Well, Chris, am I on an island with this one?
You're on an island. And then, you know, like, you know, I want people to visit me on my island. I will definitely come and visit you on your island as well, because not only is it a good tune, but your reasons for picking it and the very personal reasons that the song affected you and touched you in that way is a great reason to have it on your playlist. So no, it didn't make mine, but hey, man, have at it. Good tune.
Rock and roll. Well, we are moving on to track four. Chris, yours was already revealed with I Miss the Misery.
Yes.
Gomez, we're back to you.
So I never went with another deep song, another one that caught my ear that I liked a lot. And it's the song I'm Not an Angel. Yeah, I love Brian's reaction because he never thought I would pick something like that.
I've seen the first album toured several times prior to In the Wildlife. Mm-hmm. So I've seen this song live. So I totally respect this pick.
The lyrics and the words, they had a little bit more of a deeper meaning, like how when she's talking about how she was young and how she wore a halo over her head. Like she was that perfect angel. And here, I'm going to do the Star Wars reference. She got a little taste of the dark side and that halo got kind of kicked off and she became this awesome, truly one of the best female vocalists out there. So for me, this song had a lot of tensions for her. This was like, I feel like her breakout song. Track four, I'm Not an Angel, has just great significant meaning for her.
Well, Gomez, like I said, I've seen this one live. I know how great it is. Once again, that Live in Philly 2010 DVD, this is on there as well. It's a fantastic song. I do go back to the self-titled one more time tonight, but this was not the pick. I love the song though. Chris?
I've seen it live as well. It's not on my list, but good reasons for having it on there, Gomez. I mean, it's geez, like you said, personal, not only to her, but if the song means something like that to you on a personal level and you're passionate about it, it's got to be on your playlist. The lyrics are crazy. Like you were saying, I wasn't always this way. I used to be the one with the halo, but that disappeared when I had my first taste and fell from grace. It left me in this place. I'm starting to think maybe you like it. It's deep shit, man.
It is. But the problem is she's still a Jedi with the dark side on her, you know, as we throw in Star Wars in here a little bit, but it's just, again, it's just awesome hearing it.
And it's another one that I feel guilty about, but unfortunately, we got to make cuts somewhere. Now, this next song, my track four, is one that in my heart, I pray is a trifecta tonight, because this song probably means more to me than any other Hailstorm song. And I'll explain why. One of Gomez and my close friends passed away in 2011. And about 6 months after he passed away, I was driving in my car, listening to The Strange Case Of, and this song comes on and I'm just driving and listening to it. And all of a sudden she sings a line, "If they give you hell, tell them go f- themselves. here's to us. I had to pull my car over and just bawl my eyes out for about 10 minutes. And I called my wife saying, Katie, this song Here's to Us by Hailstorm. Dom's advice to any situation is in the chorus. And it was 6 months after he passed. That was our friend Dom's, mm-hmm. no matter what the situation was.
That was his
good
favorite
or
line.
Bad, he would always joke with us and say, oh, tell them to go f*** themselves. That mm-hmm. was his line. And 6 months after his passing, it ended up in this song. And it just ripped my heart. Every time I hear it, I have happy tears of joy because I know that's him smiling down on us. The band premiered the song New Year's Eve of 2011, less than an hour from me, at the now defunct Crocodile Rock Cafe in Allentown, Pennsylvania. There's also a guest version of the track on the deluxe edition of the album featuring Slash, Brent Smith of Shinedown, Wolfgang Van Halen, Miles Kennedy of Alter Bridge, James Michael of 6AM, Tyler Connolly of Theory of a Dead Man, David Dramian of Disturbed, and Maria Brink of In This Moment. Personally, I prefer the original, just the band themselves, but this version's also amazing. And I get to drop a TV reference here because the song was also featured in a censored version, obviously, on Glee back in 2012. And I also want to give a shout out on Twitter to Chael and Kay Hutch, who chimed in with this one. Don't feel guilt, Chris, if it didn't make your playlist, but this is one that, because of that reason, I just hope we all have it. But it is the fourth single from 2012's The Strange Case of, my track four, Here's to Us.
It is actually my track five.
Ah,
it's true. This song does remind me of Dom, and his wonderful personality always rubbed on us, especially times of need when we needed each other, and times where we were all down. He was always there saying that wonderful, wonderful quote. Oh, who gives a fuck? You know, that's him. That was Dom. And one thing I do miss about him is his bubbly. He had this personality. He was always bubbly, but he make you laugh. There's stories and stories. Man, we could just do a whole playlist where it's talking about Dom because of songs and music and dumb things that we all have done with him. So this song has a lot of meaning to it. So for Brian and I, it does place a spot in our hearts for our brother in arms, Dom, as I like to say it. You know what I mean? He was always tight with me and Brian. He always kept it real, and we do miss him every day. So track five, Here's to Us, the original. I used the original from the original album.
Yeah, same here. Although there's also another version that is not a guest version that you can find digitally that just features Slash on guitar. Yeah. Laying down some beautiful guitar work in it. That's another amazing version. So you can't go wrong with any of them.
I might add that into our Spotify, all three of us, just so people want to listen to it. They can hear it on there too. So it'll be probably our number 12 songs for all of us. So they could hear the Slash version, because that's a very good one too.
Yeah. Chris, do we have a trifecta on this one?
Well, you know, we've all lost friends, right? And we've all lost people close to us. And you know, because of what this song means to you, and because both of you, and because of the person that you lost, I'm very happy to say that it is on my number six. It's on number six on my list.
Yes.
Here's to Us.
Four, five, and six.
It's the perfect celebratory song. And like Brian said, I know a bunch of people out there might prefer the guest version or the one with Slash doing the solo. I actually totally 100% prefer the original studio version, even without Slash. The guests to me weren't needed. The song is so great acoustically. It's perfect at a party with friends, hanging out with people after a long day at work. Look, everybody's beat, but let's raise a glass to all of us, right? We're the ones working their butts off every day. Mm-hmm. And you went with the one lyric because it meant something for your friend, but I'm going with a different lyric where it says, stuck it out this far together. We put our dreams through the shredder. Let's toast because things will get better. And everything could change like that. All the years go by so fast, nothing lasts forever.
Dude, you're making the hair on my arm stand up.
I know. It's like, you're making me actually emotional over here.
I love the song. I'm with you guys. I love it for different reasons than you love it, but you hum it for hours after it stops. And it's just this easygoing, fun tune by the band. And hey, like I said, I tend to slow down my playlist in the middle. Where for me, it's my track six. So I slowed it down for a little bit and my next one too. Beautiful tune for probably a lot of people for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah. Now I will say this. I have one critique of the song. Every time I hear it, I get mad about it too. I want that Here's to Us at the end of the song where they're all singing and you could tell they're arm in arm together singing it.
Yeah.
I want that to go for 8 or 16 more measures because I'm just so in the moment of that song at that point. When it ends, every single time I go, damn it, I needed more. So that's my only critique of the song. But moving on to my track 5, I'm going to go with the lead single from 2015's Into the Wildlife. And I'm going Apocalyptic. Reached number 1 on the Billboard U.S. mainstream rock charts and number 34 on the U.S. hot rock and alternative songs charts. This song just oozes sex. And the primal drumming during the verses adds this intensity to her lyrics. Because you've got these toms just do, 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 do. And the way she's singing percussive in her delivery. And man, it just hits you. And then the chorus is just aggressive and raw. That cymbal, it sounds like RJ Hale is trying to break it in half at the opening of that song. He's hitting it so damn hard. But the song just rocks, but it's a different pacing. So it rocks differently than some of the other songs on my list. And I really feel it stands out because of that primal drumming and the primal lyric matter, because she does plenty of songs that kind of relate to sex and,
oh, yeah,
and things in the bedroom, so to speak. But this one really just oozes it. And it had to be on my list. My track 5, Apocalyptic.
Dude, Hailstorm's great when they just sing about sex and rock and roll. And they're fantastic when they do that. They do it a lot. This song didn't make it. This was one of those in the 15. I was chopping off one of my fingers and just hurting myself to get it, you know, to get that song out of there and squeeze another one in instead. All for the reasons that you said. The primal part, that primal influence of the song is, yeah, yeah, I know. And I don't care what anybody says. We've all been in a relationship that probably lasted a little too long, but the sex was good and you want to do it one more time. You got to hit it one more time before you end it. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good tune, man.
Gomez, am I on an island with Apocalyptic as well?
You better get your ukulele out, man. You're going to be on your, yeah. You're on your
we
solo
got some
mission.
Crazy here. Parties on this cluster of islands. Let me just tell you.
Oh God.
All right. Well, moving on to track 6, Chris's song has already been revealed with Here's to Us.
Yes,
and
sir.
My song's already been revealed with Back from the Dead. So, Gomez, we are back to you for your track 6.
So, track 6, I did something that I don't do normally, but I actually chose one of their cover songs that they did. And it's the Hunger Strike version with Lizzie Hale and Corey Taylor from Stone Sour and Slipknot. It reminds me of what I was hearing Temple of the Dog with Chris Cornell and Eddie Vedder. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, that brought chills then. And I heard it with Chester. Don't get me wrong. That brought some chills too, because Chester did such a great version with that too. But something about Corey Taylor's voice and Lizzie Hale's voice together was just unreal. And it was magical. It really brought it back to like the Eddie Vedder, Chris Cornell days. You know what I mean? When they did it together. And it was powerful and I loved it. So for me, track 6, Hunger Strikes.
I don't have Hunger Strike on my playlist, but in the spirit of being a Hailstorm cover song, I do have one because I love talking cover songs. Not a lot of Hailstorm songs have been covered yet, but man, do they rock the cover songs.
Yeah.
Now, considering the band has released 3 covers EPs in between every album, I felt that it would be a disservice to not reflect their commitment to recreating songs that mean something to them in my playlist. And I went with a song that, as much as I love their version of Hunger Strike, I went with one that I think doesn't necessarily reimagine a song, but it offers their spin on it in a way where it has damn near come parallel to me in how much I love the original and Hailstorm's cover. And I'm going with the opening track from 2011's Reanimate, the covers EP. And I'm going with their cover of Skid Row's Slave to the Grind.
Nope.
Now, I didn't want to spoil it back when I was talking about Love Bites and So Do I, but the band wrote Love Bites because of their cover of Slave to the Grind. They love that song so much, they wanted to have their own song in that vein. If you're a fan of Love Bites, you can thank this cover for it. I absolutely love this version. It is not easy to nail Sebastian Bach's vocals.
No, it's not.
And my God, does Lizzie Hale nail it. Before it goes into that guitar solo, she hits that stratospheric scream, and it's friggin' perfect. And it's so heavy and so just, I friggin' love it. I want to give a shout out to Kuya Ozzy, who, while he didn't pick Slave to the Grind, picked another massive cover from the band, and one that's, again, not easy to pull off, Metallica's Ride the Lightning.
Yeah.
As well as Jason at the It's Not That Bad podcast, who chimed in with their cover of All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You by Heart.
Which, fantastic.
Ann Wilson.
Fantastic.
If you're going to attempt her vocals, you better slay them. And guess what? Lizzie does. But back to Slave to the Grind and Jason from It's Not That Bad, because he was on episode 35, The Songs of 1991. And guess what? We talked about this song in that episode. So look, this song is so damn amazing to me. It feels like a Hailstorm song, even though it's a cover of Skid Row and it had to make my playlist. My track 7, their take on Skid Row's Slave to the Grind. Chris, do we have a cover song trifecta here?
Not at all. I didn't pick any of their covers. And I guess I'll mention two quick things. Number one, you guys are right. Their covers are fantastic. Their covers are really, really good. I like the majority of them. I think that they do what a good cover song does almost every single time they make one. They honor the original, add their own spin to it, and almost elevate it each time. And not all bands can do that. Hailstorm has been able to do that in almost every single one of them. Their Bad Romance cover, Lady Gaga, oh my God. Oh my God.
Great.
And if you really want to hear a good cover by them, anybody out there, listen, check out the live room. They did a performance in the live room and listen to their cover of Empire State. It is out of control good. Her vocals in that, especially the scream in the final third, oh dear God. Like it's incredible. And it's live. It's live. So, you know, just an acoustic guitar, you know, very quiet. I will say Gomez is almost making me change my mind on what my honorable mention will be since he said Hunger Strike. So I'm not sure if I'm going to go with it yet, but
I'm going to be honest with you. I had a hard time with Hunger Strike and another great cover that you told me about, Chris, matter of fact. And you told me to listen with Amy Lee and Lizzie Hale with Linkin Park's cover of Heavy.
Yeah.
And
why didn't they do a studio version of that?
That's insane. God.
That would have been, I'm going to tell you, the live version is, I don't even want to hear a studio version of that. Leave the live version the way it is, because let me tell you, the way they both hit Chester's notes, you know, it was very impactful.
Yeah.
So for me, I had a hard time choosing Hunger Strike or this one, because I am a true diehard Linkin Park fan.
Yeah.
It was hard for me, but I went with a song that, as much as Linkin Park, I love Linkin Park, but I felt like it was just still too fresh for me to bring up that song Heavy.
Yep.
But that's a whole nother discussion for another day. So I want to go back to happy times here. So Brian, let's go. What's going on next now?
Okay. Well, we are moving on to track 7. Mine was just revealed with Slave to the Grind. So Chris, we are back to you.
Deeper dive for this one. Talking about songs that mean a lot to you. I'm going back to The Strange Case of Again, 2012. And it's a song called Beautiful With You. Beautiful With You is not one of their best known songs. Hear me out on this. I heard them do this song live once, and cliche, it was so beautiful to me. The lyrics hit me in the heart. Lizzie's vocals were so personal and powerful when I heard them, and the musicianship to me was actually pretty genius in its simplicity. And in addition, because of my own mental health struggles, I think that's why the song speaks to me as much as it does. It's about having no self-esteem, hating yourself, and then learning to accept and embrace who you are. And then even when you think you're nothing, even when you think you don't deserve to be loved, the person who loves you reminds you that no matter what, you are beautiful to them. They love you because of you. And I know this is true of my own wife and my relationship with her. No matter how dark I get, she reminds me that I'm worth it. She loves me no matter what. So these lyrics to me are beautiful. Quote, I stand naked before you now, no walls to hide behind. Here I am, here are all my scars, and still here you are. I bare my soul, I'm not afraid. Those lyrics to me are beautiful. I adore this song. My number seven is Beautiful With You from The Strange Case Of.
Fantastic tune, dude. I have another ballad on my list, so I didn't want to do it 3 times out of 10.
Yeah.
But if I were to do a third, that would be it. I love it. Unfortunately, did not make my list. Gomez.
I got to say, Chris, that's another great song. Another difficult one to cut from the list. But there's other songs that I picked that kind of, again, resonated to me a little bit more than that one. But you're right. It is about, but it's just not you who's gone through all that too.
Sure.
You know, exactly. Myself too.
And this song talks about how not only can you get through it, but the people that love you help you get through it. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen on that one.
And no, I don't mean the Hailstorm song. I just mean
amen. Can I get an amen? All right.
No, wrong way.
Considering we're three Catholic schoolboys here. Gomez, we're back to you for track seven.
So track seven. I went with the song Painkiller.
Nice.
As I was doing research for Hailstorm, there's not a lot to research because there's not a lot of explanations to a lot of her songs. You have to listen to the lyrics. But it's something about the song that just kind of moved me a little bit. So track seven, Painkiller.
Sadly, didn't make mine, but you know, Vicious is a very underrated album, man. It's an underrated album. Not faulting you on the pick. I didn't even think about the song, but mm-hmm. I like it. Underrated album. We all should have had more songs from this album mm-hmm. on our playlist.
I agree. I think it's fantastic. I'm glad to hear, though, it has been represented tonight because I had Black Vultures.
I may have one. I may have still
you
got some songs.
You may have
left.
One. Don't yet.
I might have two more, you know.
But unfortunately, this one did not make my list. There's only so many songs, and I kind of wanted to spread the Hailstorm wealth between my picks tonight. So with that being said, we're moving on to track eight. I already have been revealed with I Missed a Misery. Chris, we're back to you for your track eight.
So track eight is my last slow song before I end it with two bangers in my mind, because that's how I do my playlists. So I went back to this year, 2022's Back from the Dead, and I went with the song Terrible Things. I could have gone for the slower song with Break In, Dear Daughter, Gomez mentioned, which is also very good, a couple of others here. But given what we've seen during the pandemic and the fact that I'm a little addicted to the new album, I wanted to place this song right here. It's deceptively simple, I think, with its acoustic guitar, the little bit of synthesizer in the background, and the subtle drums, but it's quite hummable. And I think the reason I really picked it was because of this pandemic and because of the way we've treated one another. Listen to the lyrics. This is the last time I'm going to quote lyrics for the night. I'm not going to do it the rest of the night. We are human. We are violent. We learn our lessons, then defy them. We're heartless and immoral. We carry hatred like a Bible. In the chorus, she says, I see terrible things. I see sickness and a world on its knees. I'll take what you love like a thief. But in my dreams, I believe we're not these terrible things. And there's a hopefulness to this song, especially, like I said, in this pandemic, the way we've just treated one another and the politics have just gone completely out of control. And I do not care if you're right, left, middle. I just don't care. It doesn't matter. We are all treating each other so terribly right now. And humans are doing these horrible things to each other. There's war and suffering and everything. But deep down inside, she does believe we are still good people. And I just think it's got a good message, even though it is a sad song. So that is my track eight, Terrible Things from 2022's Back from the Dead.
You got to listen to a lot of her lyrics because, man, she's got some great ways to say some words. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing what she does. So great pick. It did not make my list, though.
Sadly, it didn't make mine either. But I do have one other song from Back from the Dead coming.
Nice. Spoiler alert.
It speaks volumes about the new album that we've all picked songs from it, and they've kind of been all over the place. So it shows that this album is resonating with all three of us, but in different ways.
Absolutely.
Speaks volumes.
It does. Absolutely. It does.
Gomez, we're back to you for track eight now.
So track eight, I went with the song Scream.
Nice.
When you know exactly who you are and what you want, and you don't give a what anyone else thinks, to me, that's living the wild life. That's a direct quote, man. That is the truth. Lyrically, the song is about it. Living your life the way it should be. Rocking out. I'm not going to say when you're out, but you know, in reality, you're living your life. You got to live it large. Go right to the ultimate goal. Do what you think is right. Who gives a hell on what anybody thinks of what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot for the stars. Like for me, if this show takes off to a radio syndicate, man, I'll be up there. You know what I mean? So that's like the ultimate dream right now.
From your mouth to God's ears, dude. I know.
Better start going to church soon. So that's what this song's about. Make it happen. And that's what we're doing. So track 8, Scream.
Sadly didn't make my list, but man, those lyrics, all you movers and shakers, freaks and hell raisers, we're climbing over your walls. You're feeding the fire that's taking us higher, coming like a cannonball. I friggin' love this song. This is another big contender for my honorable mention. Sadly did not make my list though.
Sadly didn't make mine, but you know, piggybacking on that, there's a lyric in there that says something like, all you doubters, haters, fake, I don't have time for you. That's so great. It's such like a right in the face to people, and it's an awesome tune. Didn't make my list, but I love it, and you're making me want to listen to it now. Thank you.
All right, well, we've got 2 songs left and none of them have been revealed, so let's see if that's we have first. Any trifectas or maybe bingos. Who knows? I doubt it, but we're back to track 9. Chris, what do you got?
So track 9, I finally represented 2018's Vicious. So it's about time that I represented him for track 9. I went with Do Not Disturb.
Nice.
Really happy with picking a song from this underrated album. I love this song because, number one, it's a lot different than a lot of other Hailstorm songs. And number two, it goes back to Hailstorm's Let's Just Sing About Sex and Rock and Roll, which is always great. And by the way, let's take this for what it is. The rumor is, I'm just saying, this was inspired by an actual threesome that Lizzie Hale had. Okay, I seriously love this woman more and more every single time I read something about her. So, you know, another thing that's really cool about it is this is the type of song that a couple of years ago, only a man-fronted band would have been able to get away with this. Now, a woman-fronted band can get away with it. Hailstorm's the perfect one to have sing about it, too. It's pretty empowering, I think the song is. You know, she's empowering herself to take, grabbing hold of that sexuality, no holds barred, nothing held back, kick-ass riff to boot. Not safe for work. It's a light R, not PG-13 at all. But when I think of Hailstorm at their best, I like it when they're a little edgy and they splash a little R rating with their stuff. So Do Not Disturb's from 2018's Vicious.
When I was choosing my songs, it was between Apocalyptic and Do Not Disturb.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured Apocalyptic musically with that primal drumming that I talked about just took it to a different spot musically in my playlist.
Sure.
But I love, love, love that song too. That's another possible honorable mention here. Honestly, me deciding our honorable mention might be longer than this whole episode takes.
Mine's shifted like 5 times already.
Right. Seriously. Gomez, do you have Do Not Disturb on your list?
I have 2 songs left, which is actually the first time I think in a while in Playlist Wars that all 3 of us are closing out the list at the same time.
That hasn't happened in a long time.
So we're not closing out anybody early right now. So it did not make my list, but it's a great song.
All right, Gomez, we're back to you for track 9.
Track 9, I went with Private Parts featuring James Michael from 6 a.m. Let me tell you, this song was unreal. But this song makes you think a little bit about the hidden secrets that people keep. If you listen to the lyrics, where people are keeping their secrets and their private parts. Not in that area, but in their heads, if you think about it.
Yes.
And I feel like no matter what, there's always going to be secrets. It really makes sense what the song's about. So for me, track 9, Private Parts, featuring James Michael from 6 a.m.
Great tune, dude. Every time I hear the words Private Parts, I go immediately to Porky's. That's got nothing to do with this song. Obviously, no. You can't go wrong with anything from The Strange Case of.
Right.
So I have nothing bad to say about it. It's just not one of my last 2. Chris?
Yeah, Brian, you basically took the words out of my mouth. There's really not much I can add to what you said. So cool, cool tune. Just didn't get into my list, but hey, man, great pick. And now you're making me, I want to listen to this album again from beginning to end. Again, one of the things I love about this freaking band is just that there's not really many bad tunes. And it's we're talking about these songs and I just really just kind of listened to a whole bunch of them recently. I was driving and everything like that. And I'm like, yeah, I think I just want to listen to all their albums all over again. Like just why? I just heard them a week ago. What the hell? I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Couldn't agree more, dude. My track 9 is the second song that I'm going to pull from their new album, 2022's Back from the Dead. It's not a single as of yet, but it should be. And this song is nothing more than a piano and Lizzie Hale. And the song rocks as hard as any Hailstorm song in their catalog. I am going with the closing track on that album, my track 9, Raise Your Horns.
Yeah.
Her vocal delivery is simply off the charts in this one. And the song gives me chills every time I hear it. Lyrically, it speaks to anyone who loves music. And when music is a part of your life like it is mine, this song just spoke to me. It's very on the nose, but it makes the hair on my arm stand up every single time. Because, man, even if I'm out for a walk and that song comes on, I'm like making the horns. And I'm like, people are going to be like, what the hell is this guy doing as he's walking down the street? It commands you to do it and you feel it in your soul. And this song just hits me every single time. It truly explains my love of music. And I want to give a shout out to Patreon playlister Anthony Welk, who also chimed in with this one. My track 9, Raise Your Horns. Chris, you have one song left. And Gomez, you have one song left. I'm guessing it's not on anyone's list, but let's go through the formalities here. Chris?
No, and I remember when I was talking about some of their slower songs, and some just had to, which one am I going to choose? It was tough. It was tough because exactly like you said, this, especially as a musician, this song speaks to you. Music is a huge, huge part of my life. And man, her vocals are great. And Lizzie and at a piano, when I saw them at Starland Ballroom once and she did Break In. Oh my God. Oh my God. My wife and I looked at each other. We're like, yeah, we're in love. we are in love. It was just, fantastic. So no, it didn't make it, but you're absolutely right, man. And a musician, it hits you right here.
All right. Gomez.
Dude, great pick. Did not make my list though.
All right. Well, we're at the final song of the night. Nobody's has been revealed. Are we going in three separate directions or could we be looking at a bingo right now? Chris, what are you closing out with?
So for me, I'm ending my playlist on what I think is a complete banger. I went back to Into the Wild 2015 and I went for Mayhem. This song is hard rock bordering on metal. WWE licensed it at one point. They were using it. It's one of those songs that just punches you in the freaking face from beginning to end and doesn't stop. And in addition to that, I love the fact that Lizzie doesn't bother with showing us that she can sing on this song. Come on, we already know she can sing. She just goes for raw freaking power from beginning to end here. She screams, she grunts, she growls. And yeah, of course, she does sing a little bit during the song. Then the guitar solo and the riffs just come in and melt your face. The speed beat during the whole song just makes you jump up and down and jacks you up. And I personally love to end my playlist in a song that actually gets you a little more pumped up for whatever it is that you're doing next with the rest of your day. You got to go to work. You got to do whatever. That's great. My playlist at the end, I want to get something that either makes you happy, it makes you smile, or jacks you up. And this is a song that jacks you up. I've seen Hailstorm play this during their encores. That, by the way, is a freaking fantastic to play it during an encore. That's a great spot to have it. So this album had awesome tracks. We've talked about it so many times tonight. So I'm ending my playlist on one that really just kicks your butt and melts your face. Mayhem.
Interesting tune. I would not pick that as my number 10, but it is a great tune though.
So no trifecta, no bingo.
No.
Well, unfortunately, Chris, you are on Chris Island with this one. It's not my closing song, but I love it. I absolutely love it.
It is a great pick.
Gomez, what are you closing with?
So as he said, Mayhem might've been his perfect way to end his track. But I went with I Get Off. This song is all about the adrenaline, man. You know, it might not be all about sex and, rock and roll and everything.
Right.
But this song is just, she talks about how high she gets off from performing it. So the adrenaline, the rush being on stage and rocking out with the band, this is what it's all about. So this is how I ended up. Track 10, I Get Off, go Hailstorm.
Obviously, it didn't make my list, but I Get Off is a great tune. And you're right. People think it's all sexuality. Actually, it's not. She's talking in that song about how she gets off on being in front of people and them watching her. That's what it is. It's all about being a performer. Yep. I will say, though, all these songs are just like oozing sexiness. And it's got to be strange playing those. And your brother is like playing drums right behind you. I'm sorry. It's got to be a little weird. Obviously, they've gotten, they're fine. They're cool with it now. And it's just rock and roll. But yeah, okay. I'd be weirded out if my sister was in front.
Look, if you're hitting the drums hard enough, you're not going to hear what she's singing anyway. So
probably true. You're just watching the girls in the crowd. So, so that's pretty much it.
Well, Chris, it's now time for my track 10. And I get to hand you a bingo chopping axe.
Ooh.
because I Get Off is my track 10 as well. I've seen them close with it so many times that it feels like the perfect closer for me. The first time I saw them live up in New Hampshire, they were opening for Chevelle, Shinedown, and Stained. They closed with this, and I literally turned to my wife and said, this band is going to be headlining this place very, very soon. And I was right on the money. This song, I feel, is everything I love about this band. Innuendo or not, lyrically, the song reached number 6 on the Billboard Active Rock chart, number 17 on the U.S. Hot Rock and Alternative Songs chart. In 2020, the band also re-recorded this song for that reimagined EP, but they did it in a funky pop rock kind of arrangement. So I have to admit, I'm actually not a fan of that version because the original just resonates with me so much, but it's there if you want to give it a listen and check it out. I had to close with the band's debut single and lead single, the first song that introduced them to the world, from 2009's Hailstorm, my track 10, I Get Off.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we don't have a trifecta, but there's a lot of stuff that we've talked about tonight. I want to give a shout out to Patreon playlister Anthony Welk, who also chimed in with Wicked Ways, a song we did not talk about tonight, which is another amazing tune. All right. Well, we've been talking about Hailstorm all night. We've gone in three completely different directions here, except for the two trifectas we've got. Now's the time to pick a song that somebody else picked, but you didn't. So, Chris, as our esteemed guest, what is your honorable mention choice of the night?
It was tough. You guys picked either songs that were that I had to axe, you know, and they were in my top 15 and dropped it down, or you just picked good songs in general. You know, Dear Daughter, Apocalyptic, Hunger Strike, you guys picked good songs, but I went with Love Bites. That was definitely my honorable mention. Great tune, and just snuck out of my top 10, so I can now at least mention it. So,
Gomez.
Oh, God, both of you guys are killing me here. This was not easy, but I'm going to go with the honorary trifecta. It's not you.
All right. And I am going to go back to the first song that we talked about the entire evening because it was in my top 15. Chris, it was your pick. I'm going with Freak Like Me. So you and I kind of flip-flopped the track one and honorable mentions there, but I had to include it. It just missed the cut. So there we have it, folks. Three completely different Hailstorm playlists. And now we're each going to go through our idea of a Hailstorm playlist in its entirety. Chris, let's start with you.
Absolutely. So I started from number one, Freak Like Me from The Strange Case Of. Number two, The Steeple, Back From The Dead. Number three, I Like It Heavy, I'm Into The Wildlife. Number four, I Miss The Misery from The Strange Case Of. Number five, It's Not You from Hailstorm Self-Titled. Number six, Here's To Us from The Strange Case Of. Number seven, Beautiful With You from The Strange Case Of. Number eight, Terrible Things from Back From The Dead. Number nine, Do Not Disturb from Vicious. My number 10, my closer was Mayhem from Into the Wildlife. And my honorable mention was Love Bites.
Gomez.
Track one, Back From The Dead. Track two, Dear Daughter. Track three, I Miss The Misery. Track four, I'm Not An Angel. Track five, Here's To Us. Track six, Hunger Strike. Track seven, Painkiller. Track eight, Scream. Track nine, Private Parts featuring James Michaels from 6 a.m. Track 10, I Get Off. And my honorable mention, that's a trifecta, It's Not You.
All right. And I kick things off with Love Bites and So Do I. My track two, It's Not You. I sound like Dr. Seuss, apparently. Track three, Black Vultures. Track four, Here's To Us. Track five, Apocalyptic. Track six, Back From The Dead. Track seven, Slave to the Grind. Track eight, I Miss the Misery. Track nine, Raise Your Horns. And track 10, I Get Off with my honorable mention, Freak Like Me. Three distinctively different Hailstorm playlists. We had two trifectas in I Miss the Misery and Here's to Us, as well as an honorary trifecta for It's Not You. Playlisters, you got your work cut out for you. So now's the time for you to head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com and vote for which one of the three of us you think got it right. Chris, once again, always a pleasure having you on. Can't wait till the next one. Why don't you tell people where they can find the Film Exiles and get in touch with you if they'd like to?
let me say thank you to both of you. It's always great to be on. It's a blast. And I'm really happy that you invited me on to talk about a band that's easily become one of my favorites over the last few years. And it's a band that I love to see live. And we've all missed live music for these last 2 years, man. We have, oh my God, we've all missed it. And I'm so happy that live music is making a comeback, and we need it. We need music in our lives. So it's that simple. And Hailstorm's one of the last pure ones left. So it's great that we got a chance to talk about them. So thanks again. And yeah, the Film Exiles, hey, we're good. We're back, man. It was way too long. Some of us got COVID. You know, we had to check out for a little while, take a pause. And it's good to be back. The guys are getting together again, and we're starting to review some TV shows, some movies. Hey, look, biggest thing out there is, you know, there's a lot of folks that just review movies, especially the big franchises, Star Wars, Disney, Marvel, whatever. That's all they want to talk about. And they have the access media and all that. And of course, we're going to review Star Wars and Marvel and all that stuff because we love it too. But there are so many other movies out there and so many other TV shows that need love and deserve attention. And that's what we do. We break it down. We try to go for the more auteur directors and really want to try to find those creators out there that are trying to make something different. And that's what the Film Exiles do when we review that stuff. So we're back again. You can find us both on Twitter. We're at the Film Exiles. We're also on the Vero social media app at the same place, at the Film Exiles. And if you want to hit me up and scream at me about my opinions on songs or movies, you can find me on Twitter at Chart6363.
Chris, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Brian, thank you for what you do for the show as usual. And the playlisters, thank you for chiming in, listening to us. We can't thank you enough. Go to patreon.com/playlistwars. Join us on that. Vote who got it right here, either Brian, Chris, or myself on playlistwarspodcast.com. And check us out next week when a new battle takes place on Playlist Wars. Good night, everybody.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at playlistwars@gmail.com, or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.